The city receives federal funds on an annual basis as long as we do everything that's required of us. These are block grants, and we're in our comment period for our annual action plan. And that action plan is in regards to the use of the funds for the upcoming fiscal year, which is October 1st, 2013 through September 2014. And basically, the funds come from the United States Department of Housing and Urban Development, Community Development Block Grant Funds, and Home Investment Partnership Funds. They're utilized by different cities with a population of over 50,000, and they're primarily geared to serve special needs populations, such as the elderly, low and moderate income, with a strong emphasis on housing. And so we prepare our annual plan, and there is a requirement to have a comment period on the plan and what we plan to do with the funds. And that's in accordance with a five-year plan that we have. Every year we do ask that people participate, if possible, and provide comments about what we want to do with the funds and how we're going to utilize those funds. It's very important that we try to be as strategic as possible and to leverage our dollars as much as possible to create an impact. And we think we do that through our plan and through the different programs that we have internally, as well as working with our partners in the community. We do an awful lot of partnerships in the community, and we try to continue to improve the housing stock of Bryan, as well as fund public service agencies. And all of them have gone through a competitive process, the public service agencies. There was a component to the public hearing we had about fair housing, because our funds come from HUD. We also want to make sure that everybody understands fair housing, and that everybody has a right to housing. And so if anybody has a comment about fair housing, obviously we want them to either email us or write in to our office on either the plan or fair housing concerns. Do you have any other questions?
Yes. Do you happen to have handy the total figure of how much is going to be spent that the government's giving us?
For the next year, for Community Development Block Grant, $907,014.
Okay.
And then for the home program, $301,258.
Okay. And so what are some of the options people have to comment about?
Just in general, that we're utilizing the funds where we need to be using them. Our five-year plan pretty much dictates what we do over the next 5 years, whenever that plan starts. And this will be in the fourth year of our five-year plan. But the plan itself basically outlines the requirements of the grant, which at least 70% of community development block grant funds have to go to serve low and moderate income households and families, and all of the home grants. So everything revolves around the eligibility of the people that we serve and the areas that we serve. The areas that people may comment on, we generally have a strong support from, and it, at our public hearing, we had a lot of nonprofits come to our public hearing because they receive funding from us on an annual basis, and a lot of them do make statements that they want the city to continue to utilize the maximum amount allowed for public service funding, which is 15% of the CDBG grant. And so they make a statement because they know their statement's going to go in the action plan, and HUD will see that. Ultimately, it is City Council's decision on the approval of the plan, followed by HUD. And so, but all the comments that people make, whether they're a citizen, a partner of us, anybody, all the comments go in the action plan. So that gives HUD an idea that our funder, that, you know, we are seeking out public comments, we are on the right track, or, you know, if someone may have a concern, you know, we do put everything in the action plan. a lot of times other nonprofits such as Habitat will show up in support of what we're doing, and we partner. And so it's really great that our partners do show up at our public hearings, our community development organizations, which are also housing organizations that provide, that their mission is to provide housing also within the city, often show up and make comment that, you know, they would like for us to continue to partner with them. Okay. And in general, citizens just show up and talk about, you know, how they can access our programs, or, you know, like what we're doing in their neighborhoods, or don't, you know, either way.
Yeah. What's the most helpful format for people to make their comments?
I think the most helpful format would be to write a letter, or and they can mail it to, you know, the City of Bryan, P.O. Box 1000, Community Development, 77805, or they can email Community Development Web, all one word, at bryantx.gov.